Mix 96.5. Before there was texting or anyone sliding into a DM, there were high school notes.
Before we even had DMs, you'd write everything down. And how would you know to keep it until you were an adult? Well, somehow you would just in the back of your mind know. That's what our own Sarah Pepper did.
It's not because I'm a hoarder.
Not at all, Sarah. And so we've got some notes from 1995?
1995!
Wow. What year were you in high school?
I was a sophomore because this is the fall of 95. Mm. Okay.
Fall of
95! The leaves are changing in the great state of Indiana. And they always opened the haunted houses on a Thursday, so all the high school kids would go on a Thursday and then come to school tired on a Friday, but that was like your big rite of passage. My friend Aaron got his license early because he got to repeat a few grades. Mm-hmm. So he was the first one in our sophomore class to get his license. So he was going to be...
So he was the class of 92.
I think he was the class of 89. I think he was supposed to be the class of... 96. I think it was supposed to be my sister's class, but he got to be in ours. So he was going to pick everybody up in his Jeep, and he was going to take us over in two loads because there were like 9 or 10 of us to take us to the haunted house. I hate haunted houses. I didn't want to go. This is the conversation my friend Holly and I were having, her trying to talk me into going to this stupid haunted house.
Okay. I feel like doing a riled up Sarah Pepper impression. Okay. So do you mind taking the role of Holly?
Sure. Okay. I would love to.
Okay. So you start.
Sarah. Hey, Aaron is going to pick us up tonight around 6:30. We are in the first load he's going to pick up. We need to be at McDonald's at 6:15. We bought tickets for the opening group. There are 9 of us, and if you could, it was $10 for the ticket. Can you get me your money at lunch?
Holly. Sure, no problem. But like I said, I don't like haunted houses, and I don't really want to go inside. I am more than happy to wait in the car for everyone. I hear the hot dog man is going to be there, and I can just get a hot dog and wait. Sarah.
Seriously? You're going to be 16 in 2 months. They aren't that scary. It's not going to be that bad. We have 5 guys going with us, and if you get scared, you can just hide in the middle of them and close your eyes. It's fine. You have to get over this at some point.
Fine? Fine. I'll be there at 6:15.
Now, this is the next day at school.
Hashtag, I'm not fussed.
No. And I was the first one to use a hashtag. Okay. So this is the next day at school after the fiasco at the haunted house.
Sarah, I know you don't want to talk to me right now, and I understand. I had no idea you would get that scared and that you would cry, and I had no idea that guy at the exit was going to have a chainsaw and chase you. You don't ever have to go to the haunted house again. I promise. I'm really sorry, Holly.
No response.
Still you.
No
Sarah,
response.
I realize that you aren't going to respond to my notes because you are upset, but I talked to everyone that was there last night, and you shouldn't be embarrassed at all. I'm not even mad you called me some pretty awful names. I know you were just scared. Please don't be mad.
Still no response.
Sarah. Okay, I sent you a Halloween gram for 7th period, and that's my final apology. If you're going to stay mad about this, that's fine. I said I wouldn't ever make you go again. I apologized. I told you not to be embarrassed about crying or running into the road from the guy with the chainsaw or screaming and swearing at me in the parking lot, but if this doesn't work, you can just stay mad.
Holly, thanks for the Halloween gram. Sarah.
Passive-aggressive, no-sever.
Are you still mad at her today?
No, but she still brings it up. We got into the haunted house, and it's at the old courthouse catacombs, which means it's in the basement of the courthouse there. Uh-huh. And the rumor is...
You can't get away from the courthouse.
No, I've been scared of it for years. That's why I never go inside to go to the potty. And the rumor is this is where they used to bring the prisoners over from the jail, and that sometimes they would just kill them, and they would die down there. And then that was the story.
Yeah. That was happening all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. That's really the United States legal system of yesteryear.
Yeah, yesteryear.
You're guilty. You know, we're going to take you down these stairs, probably kill you.
Chop you up.
Look, I can't help you. That's the story I was told, so that's what I believe. And when you get down there, it's not floor. It's mud and it's dirt. And you're walking in a basement floor, and there's no walls or anything. So things just jumped out at you the whole time. It's not like you're walking through, like, rooms of a haunted house.
Yeah.
And we get through the end, and I hid in everybody like she told me to do, and I kept my eyes closed, my fingers in my ears, and I was singing Boys to Men. And we get outside, and that stupid guy with the chainsaw somehow knew my name, and he yelled Sarah, and he fired up that chainsaw. And I ran into the middle of the freeway, and I was crying, and I was like Tourette syndrome.
Oh man!
And it was a scene, and like the security guard came out, and he was like, "Is she under the influence of something?" I'm like, "No, I'm just scared because my friends are stupid." So that's why I don't like haunted houses.
That's awesome. Yeah.
From the producers of The Nun comes a haunted house that no one is scared of, except one midget.
Sarah Pepper.
Sarah Pepper is the scared midget.